Vermont has earned kudos as a good place to raise children, but according to a report out this week from the nonprofit group Building Bright Futures, poverty is creeping into the middle class. Executive Director Julie Coffey cites data showing that the average Vermont household with two working parents and two children is stretched financially, yet most do not qualify for child care assistance, and that has created a growing class of children who enter school at a disadvantage.
You know, due to trauma or lack of nutrition or lack of stimulation, or they're not getting what they need, and they don't have a fair shot, and that kind of smacks of a civil rights issue.
Kindergarten teachers surveyed for the report last year said that 38% of Vermont's children were not ready for kindergarten. But Coffey says brand new statistics published by the Agency of Education just this week, after the report went to print, show that a whopping 54% do not have the social, physical, emotional, language, and cognitive skills they need to start school.
For me, it is incredibly alarming, and it is bordering on a crisis.
So Coffey is disappointed that the legislature has not yet approved a bill that would require public schools to offer at least 10 hours of pre-kindergarten per week. She says since most local districts have already started preschool programs or partnered with early child care providers, the price tag of the legislation is modest. But even if that bill does not pass, she says a $37 million federal grant designed to raise standards and improve training for early childhood educators will create better opportunities for children whose parents cannot afford high-quality private daycare.
But change has to begin now, and it means a paradigm shift for a lot of people who still don't get how important early childhood is.
According to a source cited in the Building Bright Futures report, without high-quality early childhood education, children are 50% more likely to be placed in special education, a costly alternative. The same research shows that 70% are more likely to be arrested than kids who get good schooling early in life. On Friday, a group of business leaders and other child advocates is expected to launch a major campaign to raise awareness of the challenges facing Vermont's youngest children. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.